every day that your account's suspended. And I was like, listen, man, this, I've been dealing with this for 3.5 months. I just...
You lied.
You just what?
We'll talk about it later, because that was important.
Idiots, man.
So,
idiots. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live, right here, from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today, man?
What are we doing with this freaking CLS behind us?
Hey, dude? Bub, we don't just build classic cars and hot rods and pro touring cars. We do a lot of exotics.
Wait, man. Before you go any further, let me tell you something.
Wait!
So, buy now, in the next 5 minutes, you'll get 3 of these CLSs.
Buy now, and you get 3 I was going to go with it, Bub. Good job.
You failed. So I check did. It out, man. So these cars look super dope on a 20 staggered combo,
you
right?
You had one of these.
You can typically drop these things down. These things, most of the time, if they are the CLS 550 or even the CLS 63s, these things do come with full air ride from the factory, right? The ABC suspension on them, so automatic body control, right? Yep. You want to keep throwing out slang and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So check it out, dude. So
yours was silver, though, with wheels.
So you can drop these things down literally with these billet ride lengths. You don't even have to change bags, controllers, nothing. They're billet lengths. You replace them on the sensors. You adjust the ride height to exactly where you want. Tricks the car to thinking it's dropped. You set these things down about 1.25 inches. Look at this skimpy, dinky wheel set. Go 20 by 9s and 20 by 11.5s on a 315 in the back. This thing looks fat.
It's going to look good.
Right,
this episode
going.
Is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, ladies and gentlemen. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you check out all of our online merchandise and apparel, plus the uploading 19,000 products from our great sponsors, Steena Autosports, Borla Exhaust, Custom Performance Engineering, Watson Racing, all the other guys out there, Palm Beach Plating, Bub, every one of them are out there. How about that, right, Bub?
Yeah, man.
It's pretty exciting stuff, man. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose down in Abacoa. Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com on the internet, sir.
I still have no idea what this moose is loose deal is.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 560-6695. Big announcement, Bub, the outlaw drivers, the street outlaw drivers, the small tower boys will be doing an autograph session per Miss Robin as of 10 minutes ago on Friday, January the 12th. We've got a lot more to talk about and that. And I know there's a lot of people around the world who are asking the small tire former outlaw drivers what's going on. We will discuss that as well.
Yep.
The Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, ladies and gentlemen, right here in the Palm Beaches, exit 71, December 3rd, Bub, 8 to noon, correct?
Yeah, man, it's a lot of great things going on. That's this Sunday, dude. It's this Sunday.
And Palm Beach International Raceway, the very best 5-star racetrack premier in the country itself, Bub. So what are we doing with this CLS, Bub?
I kind of feel like I already told everybody.
Well, let's get into some.
All right, so listen here. Hold up. So before we go too far, so this client, so everybody knows Mercedes CLSs. They were pretty high-end car, right?
Yep.
This is a 2007, so you take these things back to, I mean, that's already, what, 10 years old now, going on 11 years old. But this car has very low mileage and is absolutely immaculate. The owner of this car has owned this since day one. So this car, probably in that era, that time frame, was in the 80 to 90 range, right? So
yep.
Fully loaded, it has every feature possible. Really solid car. The clients own this thing since day one. Low mileage on it, no problems whatsoever, right? So they have now hit this point in their life where they're like, okay, do we go buy a brand new CLS, which they love this model line car, or do we put some money into this car because it is such low mileage, it's been maintained every way possible since day one from the factory in terms of its rotations, its maintenance, its fluids, no problems, no flaws whatsoever with this car. So the client starts weighing those things out. Do I go and buy a brand new CLS? Let me tell you, I personally was just looking at a brand new CLS, even considering possibly trading in the Porsche for one. They are literally starting at the 165 range now for a CLS 63. Granted, that is the Mac Daddy. That is literally coming with 650 horsepower. So it is the beast. It comes out super strong. I'm looking at that right now. But I'll tell you what, when you've got a car that is like this, the model line is still very close in the way it looks. With the exception of course, you've got greater features, the nav is different, the controls are much nicer, it's a lot more smooth, you know, the road noise dampening that they've done in Dynamat and stuff in the car is a little bit better, the safety of the car, but for an overall, it's still very, very close.
But one of the things you said was it has adjustable billet ride lengths. Let's talk a little bit about what kind of suspension this car has and what is an adjustable billet Ride Link.
So these things, a lot of these cars came from the factory with Air Ride, right? So very nice as long as they're maintained. A lot of these cars failed from air problems. They always had, you know, either leaky bags on them, the front struts would blow out on them. They were fairly expensive to change. You get in the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 range, depending on what failed, the struts, the rear bags, the pump, the compressor, all the sensors. So this setup is on factory air. If it wasn't on factory air, it would be on springs. You can still get a nice set of H&Rs, German tuned, so that it would still ride really tight and sit your stance exactly where you want it. But this car did come on factory air. So now for us to adjust this ride height, some guys go through options like Rentec. So Rentec sells complete computers that you can mount in this car and it will literally adjust the ride height and you can plug in your laptop and electronically
tune it. So you take out the ECM that's here or you leave
the
ECM?
No, so it's in the actual body control module. So you can literally set it to whatever ride height you want. It's literally a chip that you put in just like a performance power adder. So you put this chip in there and you can go through, you can plug in a cable, go laptop on it, go through Rentec, and you can set the height 3/4 down in the front, 1.25 rear, whatever you want it to be. And then you can modify those parameters at any given time. Well, that's one way to do it, but it's also a couple $1,000s to do it. You can go in and do an affordable way, which is essentially tricking the computer by using billet adjustable ride lengths, because there are air ride sensors on your height sensors. So you can actually go through, you pop off the factory plastic ones, say the fronts are maybe 2.5 inches long, the rear is maybe 3 inches long, right? So you can pop these things off, put on full billet adjustable ones that have a titanium all thread on it, so you can go through and you can literally modify these things by a 1/4 inch length increase, whether you want to go higher, whether you want to go lower. Typically, if you want to lower the car, you're actually going to extend the rod. And what happens is, as the car turns on, that sensor starts moving up as the air fills up the system, and the quicker it gets to that height system, which is what the factory computer versus the Rentec style, the aftermarket, the factory computer knows, you know, at this point on a micro switch in a sensor, the car is sitting at ride height, right? So you can use these modified billet ride lengths. You can adjust it so that you can set the stance down about 3/4 of an inch, an inch and a quarter. You can go 2, 2.5 inches if you want. Start getting uncomfortable there because you are riding on less air, but you can drop these things down. That inch gap is typically what you need on these things. Stuff a real fat wheel and tire combo into these cars. They look really aggressive, really, and it's just really clean.
But we're going to say good morning to James out there. He goes, yo, George Hammerback, Gio Hammerback. Ladies and gentlemen, Bub, tell everybody who Gio Hammerback is.
So Gio Hammerback is actually the pro rally and drift driver for Team BEM, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, both rally
world
car
champion
and road course. So he is actually out right now live at the track, not PBIR. I believe he's up in Daytona right now.
Daytona at the track, yep.
So he's having an insane time. He's going to be down here next weekend doing a full drift event at the new PBIR as well. So there's a lot of stuff in the works with G, and we have some crazy things coming, man. I'll tell you what, between the rides that we've got getting ready to go out, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Got to say good morning, Bub. Look at everybody out there. Say good morning to Varley, Bub. Brandon Smith, Travis, Gibney, Andrade Jr. and Sr., Brian Tester, Adrian Lewis. Good morning, boys. And for those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, Bub, could you tell us who this small group of people is?
Yeah, man. So these are all featured guests from Street Outlaws. So everything from Street Outlaws New Orleans, Street Outlaws. So all these guys are running small tire cars. It's a coincidence. All these guys are running small tire cars. That's strange.
What'd you say, Bub?
I was just saying, I know that whole list of guys, they're all small tire cars. So they're not big tire cars. I think I don't know what they're running right now. I think everything on Street Outlaws is all big tire right now.
You know what, Bub? You're really, really good.
Well, and you know what's funny, too, is I'm actually going to, when I go with the 315 setup on the back of this car, I'm actually going to be on that
big tire in the back, small tire up front.
Listen, it's going to be on the edge of crossing that small tire 10.5 wide line. So we're going to see where that thing's at, man. Typically, I stretch these things out to about 12.6 wide in the rear on these cars, stretch them up, make it look super fat. I mean, granted, these things don't need a lot to try to plant the power. These things are in that 450 range, fun street car. But if these things were, for example, CLS 63, bi-turbo setup, these cars can literally get up in that 750-800 horsepower range, and literally you can spin these things
way
all the way down the street. Pretty fun for a car that you just valet and you're just sideways up the street.
By the way, Bub, one of our former producers is somebody with whom we've had a treasured relationship for many, many years. God, it's got to go back 8 or 10 years, man. Who would I be talking about, Bub?
Chet Burks.
So why would Chet Burks, with Chet Burke Production, who's done Cafe Racer, What's in the Barn,
Americana, I mean all kinds
Americana,
of shows.
All these great shows, why would Chet Burks, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and the former small tire cars of Street Outlaws be talking?
I didn't know that anyone was talking.
I was just making an assumption. I know there's a lot of questions being asked out there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question about the small tire Street Outlaw drivers, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and Chet Burke Productions, You must call the media center at 561-748-2926. 561-748-2926. The gentlemen from the former Street Outlaws drivers are under a contract. They are not allowed to talk, Bub. We are not allowed to talk.
Some talking over there, buddy.
Only Chet Burke can talk, but our media center is there to field your questions. The number again, Bub?
561-748-2926. Phones are ringing all day.
Yes, they will be. They absolutely will be. Bub, we have a huge show tomorrow. Take us through what Doing It Bubba Style, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the number one rated internationally syndicated podcast, will be dedicating itself to.
Yeah, man. So tomorrow we're actually going to have a lot of these Street Outlaw Small Tire guys on, doing some live discussions on them, some behind the scenes. There's been a lot of stuff that went on over the past few years with all the seasons of Street Outlaws, man, and we're going to go ahead and talk about that. We've got some guys that are going to get out here, talk about what went on the road, on the track, behind the scenes about it. And, you know, maybe we'll get a couple things out there for what's in the nearby future. Right?
Chet Burks, the best producer in the world that we've ever worked for.
Wait a minute, you're taking it too far here. So can we talk
Street
about
Outlaws and BEM, all on one phone conference call?
Listen, this thing is going to be rocking in Extreme Dimensions Duraflex wide body on this CLS. So let me tell you, back to that original starting point here. Client didn't want to go out and spend that $163 to go buy a brand new CLS.
So
right?
He paid me $100.
No chance. So we are going to go through this ride for, let's say, probably like 10 times less than that number. Mm-hmm. And we are going to get this thing not only performing like it should, but also looking sick, man. Everything from dropping the stance on this car, setting it, getting the wheel and tire combo done, getting the Extreme Dimensions body kit on this thing, getting the paint work done, doing some custom upholstery to it, some custom audio. So for a very small chunk of change, the client's going to have that CLS car, but with all of the parameters that they want built into it, so it's personalized and theirs, not just a $165,000 loan that they've gone and got on a brand new CLS that still doesn't give them all those features they want.
Bub, we have to sing happy birthday. You ready?
No, man. Come on.
Here we go.
Stop it.
One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
This is bad. You're not good at singing, number one.
I'm a hell of a guitar player.
Number two, you can't just randomly pop out and be like, hey, we gotta sing happy birthday because I don't know who we're singing it to. Shannon, happy B-Day, James. Typically when
our James.
Yeah, but typically when Shannon says anything with the word
B
in it, you know what's
coming
after that.
Has nothing to do with the birthday.
No chance. So, James, you probably got something coming from Shannon. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, James. Good morning to Varley out there. How about that? Jeff Graham, we owe him. We're building his Camaro. That thing's looking good.
Let me tell you, dude. Another one of those pro touring rides we're finishing up right now. It's going to hit the streets, dude. We've got, 13, 14 pro touring rides in-house right now.
Crazy, man.
They're coming together incredible. And I'll tell you what, man, these clients are getting ready to cruise and have a lot of fun this
season.
He's
got Jeff's got a lot of upcoming events up at the Villas and things like that up there in northern Florida that Camaro you're bringing to a conclusion is going to be doing, man.
Nice, man.
So I've been.
I'll tell you what, man, those F-bodies, man, that's where it's at. It's funny, we were talking about F-bodies earlier on a conference call, the 99 Trans Am. So I'll tell you what, man, those F-bodies, though, you can do so much stuff to them, everything from first gen, second gen, third gen, fourth, sure, fifth, all the way up to now sixth gen. There's so much you can do to them, man, and the technology and the products out there for these cars have just not stopped since day one, and the further we progress forward, the more product comes to the market, and it just makes the rides that much funner. You can put the cars down on modern suspension, modern brake kits, modern ignition systems, modern air fuel delivery systems, to where you can literally get in, whether you want a key, whether you want a push button, you can get in, cruise that car, and expect it to do everything you want it to do.
It's amazing, isn't it, Bob?
Yep.
It's just absolutely crazy. Good morning to Brian. I want to make sure that we say this right. That's actually German. I'm gonna suspect that's German or European, and I want to pronounce it.
I'm gonna go with Lofsenhauser.
No Looning chance Horner.
Horner.
Looning Horner. Good morning, Brian. It doesn't matter how your name is pronounced. Good morning, and thank you for joining us here on the show. Bub, tomorrow's show is gonna. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will answer your technical questions live here while we are on the air, as well as live on the podcast tomorrow. The podcast, Bub, is going to be very, very technical. You are going to go into your very technical mode, which means I'm constantly going like this to pull you down to the layman's level. But you're going to be dealing with all the boys from the Street Outlaws, the 405 crew and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Chet Burke, I think, is going to join us on the phone. Then we're going to have the boys in-house with us the January the 12th. They'll fly in the night of the 11th, courtesy of Palm Beach International Raceway. They are going to stay at a harsh, all of us are going to stay at a five-star hotel out on Singer Island, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and outlaw drivers, write this down. Everybody around the world, write this down. Singer Island is where we have Peanut Island. Look up Peanut Island, Florida. Peanut Island was...
That's not to be confused with Penis Island.
No, that's not to be confused with Penis Island. That's shaped in a long cylindrical thing with like
that's
a little...
That's kind of the way this one looks, though.
No, this is a big round thing. It is a huge... We are in the boating capital of the world and the exotic car capital of the world, Bub. Penis Island. See what you did?
I have a funny story, too, about a movie I watched last night.
We're going to hear it. Peanut Island is President Kennedy's former fallout shelter during the Cold War. And it's every weekend it's packed. It's a big floating yacht club out there. And Singer Island is right there. It overlooks the Atlantic and the intercoastal waterway. It's absolutely gorgeous. Tell me the story, Bob.
So listen, man. So did you ever watch the movie Home Alone, probably from like mid-90s?
I did.
Macaulay Culkin with like 20
other kids.
I used
to love it as a little boy.
Right. So listen. So last night I happened to just turn on the TV. I had all the Christmas lights going and stuff. I plugged everything in, shorted out the whole tree, and then Jack, our little freaking polydactyl cat, who's got like 46 paws, he jumped in and knocked the tree over. So that's a wrap.
And they're climbing up the stairs?
So let me tell you. So I'm watching this movie, but it was at that scene where they finally realized that they had left Kevin, who was a little kid, right, Macaulay Culkin, so they realized that they had left him at home, so now the mom was calling around frantically to the police station, and then they were going back and forth in that scene. Well, the sergeant that answers the phone, keep in mind, this is, I'd say, like a family slash children's movie, right? Yes? Fairly? Yeah,
yeah
it's about
so.
Kids,
yeah.
Holidays, Christmas, stuff
I'd
like that.
So.
Why was the sergeant's name Sergeant Balzac? I swear to God, dude.
That's a good one, Bub. That's my intention.
That literally, like, I just caught it because he said it on the phone, and then I waited till they panned back. They went to her, and then they went back to him. When they went back to him, I checked the desk, the nameplate on his desk.
Interesting.
Definitely Sergeant Balzac.
Interesting.
Pretty funny.
Wow, that's good. That's
in a kid's movie. I was, like, curious about that. Like, wait a minute.
Stab at the police. Good question.
Like, I didn't get that till 25 years later. I finally caught it. Sergeant Balzac.
Good morning, Ken Mitchell. He is our lead technician. Danny Bond, good morning from Kentucky. Brandon Kaiser or Kizer. Andrade Sr.
Yep.
We are going to have a great show tomorrow. We are going to have all the Outlaws, Small Tire Boys joining us tomorrow, Bub. It's going to be a wonderful show. It is Friday afternoon here, Bub. We've got a lot we need to wrap up here. I'm going to go paint the Equinox for you over
no,
there.
No, no chance, dude.
No?
No. Man. I'll tell you what, man. One thing about doing some paint work is really tricky when you got to get your blending right.
I'm a good blender.
No chance.
No?
No. It's really tricky, dude. Most people think, like, it's easy to just, like, oh, I got a scratch right here. Can you just fix it real quick? No chance, man. Like, you have to literally scuff, blend, make sure you feather into the paint on both sides, check it from light different angles with all the LED lighting that we use, man. It is really tricky to get a proper blend in your paint.
Can you just use, like, 80 grit?
No, man.
No?
Not at all. And it sucks because if you make a mistake or if you have an imperfection or a flaw, you can't just, like, start over and scratch it. You have to wait for that to dry.
That's right.
Which is like you literally it's the worst thing in the world. I was talking with Layla about it last night. When you're rushing paint, there's no rushing paint. Like when you're literally after you shoot something, you're just sitting there staring at the paint waiting for it to dry.
Well, you're very good. You follow directions to the T. And
well, you have to, especially working with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one of the biggest pieces of a car. I mean, building a motor, no brainer. Building suspension, no brainer. Doing brake systems, no brainer. Doing electrical, nothing at all. When you're doing paint, it is literally the most time-consuming, hardest part about something where you've got to go start to finish properly, you've got to prep properly, you've got to wipe things down properly, you've got to have clean hands, you've got to have the right stuff, your gun's got to be clean, your gun's got to have the right flow pattern, your air pressure's got to be right, you've got to have water traps, you've got to have the right fluids and mixtures that you're using. You have to have, I've already gone like three of my sets of my fingers already, and I haven't even finished yet.
I want to remind everybody that Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Bub, the moose is loose, has men's night December 14th, right? We have men's night December, wait a minute, Bub, that's 1 month prior to the Outlaw Boys coming down. And on January 12th, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and the world famous Street Outlaw Boys, the 405 crew, are going to be here for a huge event. Where tickets are going to be getting ready to go on sale, and then we're going to stop by Miss Outlaw Boutique. You guys can personally meet us and the entire Street Outlaw crew. Why was the Street Outlaw crew, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and the best producer in the world, Chet Burks, on the phone today?
I don't know.
And you can meet the boys from Street Outlaws and get a free autograph. Guys, this is when you come in and buy out the store. Miss Outlaw Boutique has got the finest in fashion and accessories and apparels, boots. Get your girl a little nice country dress, a nice valet dress. Boot. I mean, it's amazing, right, Bub?
Yeah, I was there trying on dresses yesterday, dude. The fitment's beautiful.
All right. Wait. I got a picture from your wife. Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen. Stop. Hold the presses here. Hold on one second.
I don't even know what this is going
to
be.
I want to see if you can bring me some explanation to this picture right here. No, wait a minute. Hold on one second. It's not that one. Let's see. It might be. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. I got to find it first, Bob. It was here. It was here. It was here.
Nothing.
I had it. I'm telling you, I had it.
Anything?
No, Bub. Anyways.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
You were driving, Bub.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know how to find this. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I'll find it. I'll find it. Where is the email? Where are your wife's text messages?
No, see, there's no way because I haven't driven in like a week. She's been driving.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you care to explain this?
Listen, dude. Do you know what it's like dealing with that woman?
Anybody want to explain this?
Yep. It's like that, dude.
Anybody?
Yep, that's me.
You look like your sister, Jessie.
So, listen, man. So, we went out to dinner. Clearly, that was driving home from dinner.
But you haven't driven for a week.
Well, I forgot I drove this time. So...
Drinking?
A little bit.
We were with a couple of Marlins.
So, I don't know, dude. She just finished doing... She actually did a Christmas photo shoot for the cover of a magazine. So she not only has her hair, of course, but she had hair extensions in. And
Sean Goslow's laughing. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
She had
Ron
like
Givney, how you doing, baby?
Three or four of these hair extensions in, and she has, I mean, all of hers. They're not just like these cheap things you go and buy at Walmart and clip into your head. She has these things like custom cut from some other girl. Like she pays somebody $100 to go cut this girl's hair in their sleep, and it's all kinds of madness the way that this thing goes down. But the
maybe
reality
50,
is,
I'll cut somebody's hair in their sleep.
You probably do it for free, just for fun.
Just to do it.
So she had these hair extensions. They're color matched to her hair, so they fade, but they give her that like full volume look, right? For like what you see in the magazines and all that crap. So she had these things in, but then while we're driving home, I'm just like, you know, I was actually driving our rig, right? So I'm cruising in this thing. And for some reason, she's leaning over, taking her hair extensions out, clipping them into my head while I'm trying to focus and drive.
Bub, your hair is that long. It's a quarter inch tall.
Let me tell you, dude, those suckers clamp in tight.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. My eyebrows were like...
Did you have, like, fake eyelashes, too, those magnetic ones?
No, I have fingernails on, though.
Leave it then.
You're live again.
You're live?
You're live again.
But that'll step up on top of our other one right there, right? That steps down on top of the other one.
Yeah, it'll make it onto the final edit.
It will. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's the technical difficulties you have on live TV. The master has exited stage left right here, and he's gone back out to work. So I'm going to close this out. Ladies and gentlemen, you will meet the street outlaws, the small tire drivers, with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports at the amazingly beautiful girls, Robin and Layla's Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida, January the 15th. Come out. We're going to pack the streets here. We're going to pack the streets at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It will be open to the public. You will see the actual street outlaw cars that you've seen on Discovery's very, very famous show. Big shout out to Mr. Chet Burks, the best producer in the world. He has been with us for many, many years. Chet, thank you so much for being part of our lives. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel and our many, many different products we have up for sale, to include Nitto Tire, American Racing. Everybody needs a new pair of shoes. Go out there and check out the wheel and tire combinations there. 12-12, 12-12-8-17. No, not 12-12. It would actually be 1-12-18. 1-12-18 is the day we will be out there.
That's what James put up there.
Yes, 1-12-18. That's when we'll be there. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. Bub says he doesn't know what the moose is loose because the girls are decorating with mooses. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? The moose is loose in Abaco. We're going to go down there and spend some time with the lovely girls. And if you think Robin and Layla are beautiful on TV or in the magazines, you ought to see those girls in person. Oh, good night. Pick your tongues up off the ground. You've seen Layla in the magazines. Wait till you see her in person. She is stunning, ladies and gentlemen. Today we'll be putting up the show for tomorrow, 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Everybody join us. We will have the Outlaw Drivers on with Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and our producer, Mr. Chet Burke. I don't know why everybody's talking like that. If you do have questions about what's going on with the Outlaw Drivers, you must call the media center at 561-748-2926. The drivers are contractually not allowed to talk about what they are involved with. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee, right here, December 3rd, 8 to noon at the Outlet Malls. I'm not sure if we're going to be there this month or not. Been a long month of road time. And finally, Palm Beach International Raceway, ladies and gentlemen, for the very best in race facilities, five-star class all the way around. Chris and the guys are top shelf. Palm Beach International Raceway, all right? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Sometimes we get grumpy, sometimes we have a bad day. But so are those people that are out there shopping. Remember, generationally, things are different. You're going to see your elders out there with packages in their hand. Open the door for them, man. They don't know how to online shop. That's not Christmas tradition to them. And they can be tired. Their bodies are old. Their bodies are sore. You know, they've done that tradition for a lot of years. Open the door for them, man. Take the time. Okay? They don't online shop. What is this? This is a Tuesday. Yeah, 12. You guys need to get the date straight over there and stop. It's 1-4-15-18. I don't know what's going on over there, but it's a mess. 1-15-18 is not a Tuesday. It is a Friday. Look it up. There we go. Or look it up. You guys will see. Anyways, so here we go. Make sure you open the door for somebody, please, if their hands are full. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, unlike Diesel, who's eating all of mine, please stop and give them a pair of shoes. Give them a pair of yours. Or go to Payless. It's cheap. And if somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, Citgo, doesn't matter. It's cheap. Feed people, man. All right? And let's make sure, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we do reach out to touch somebody's life in a positive manner today. Don't worry about the doc chatter and the BS. Keep the drama away from you. Focus on your goals so that you can reach what you're trying to do. Let's take care of the animals that God has entrusted us with. They deserve the very best in pampering. Make sure you join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right here on the Bubba's Facebook page, or you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio. I'll post it up all over. Tomorrow's show is going to be amazing. 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.